After a failed bank robbery attempt in Northfield, Minnesota, the James Gang headed west toward the Dakota Territory. Near what is today the border with South Dakota and Minnesota, the pursuers of Jesse James had him cornered. What happened next is still up for debate. The folks in this town believe they know what happened. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On September 7, 1876, the Jesse James Gang attempted to rob the bank at Northfield, Minnesota. They failed and headed west, being pursued by a posse of lawmen and citizenry.
They were seen south of what is now Garrettson, and the posse found them there. They decided they would split up the posse and one take one side of the river and one the other. But the posse didn't split up. They stayed after one man, and it happened to be Jesse.
Gordy Aker shares the story from Garrettson, South Dakota. The posse pursued Jesse, who was headed directly toward the 20-foot-wide, 40-foot-deep ravine called Devil's Gulch.
And they had him cornered, and he either had to jump the gulch or be caught. And it's a 20-foot jump, and as it looks right now, he wouldn't make it. But back with the old 100-year-old pictures, it was much more level, and it was possible.
The gulch is a mile long, and the members of the posse didn't want to risk the feat they'd just seen Jesse accomplish. It was dusk, and they quit their pursuit.
He makes a jump, and there is a cave about a mile north that he hid out in for several days and rested. And then he got a horse, and then he met up with Frank, who was hid out in the Palisades State Park area, and rode on down to Missouri.
Some say the story is merely folklore, but there's good evidence to back it up. Gordy has lived in the area all of his life, and he believes the facts support the successful leap by Jesse James.
I believe he did, because I think if there was that many on the posse, that one of them would not have lied, or would have wanted to make his conscience clear before he died, and nobody came forward.
Hundreds of people drive just outside of Sioux Falls every year to see the beauty of this place and decide for themselves if the gulch is truly the site of an amazing escape by the infamous Jesse James. Traveling the countryside in Garrettson, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.